Can we give it up for our worship team and our AV team? They're doing a great job. Amazing, amazing job. Amazing. Merry Christmas, everyone. It's great to be with you today. And, you know, I just want to say this. When I think about Christmas for the children, I think about how different it is for when I was a kid. When I was a kid growing up, Christmas and, you know, every all year long, I was what's called a free-range kid. You know what a free-range kid is? That's a kid that shows up and he comes home from school and basically eats something and he gets out of the house right away, you know, and then he just wanders around the neighborhood. And, you know, me and my friends, we all got kind of kicked out of our houses. So what we do, we just kind of get on our bikes and we just roam around free range, you know, miles and miles, go in the woods, build forts, shoot each other with BB guns, go to the, you know, the local mall and play in the arcade and get our bikes and do tricks and all kinds of stuff. And somehow we ended up wandering back home eventually when the sun went down and we were safe and sound. Maybe had a few concussions, but it was no big deal, right? And I think about how for my seventh grader, you know, I was like, we don't ever do that with our kids. But I was a free range kid. And if you're a free range kid and you got thirsty, what did you do? You drank out of a what? That's right, a water hose, a lawn hose, a garden hose, right? And it didn't have to be your lawn hose. Any lawn hose would do, right? You could go to any of your neighbors, and it was like a water fountain everywhere in the neighborhood. And I grew up in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. It was pretty hot there, so I'd grab that thing and enjoy the taste of hot rubber, right? Building up my immune system, right? And it was just a different time, and I don't remember any, like, car seats. I don't remember all the tasks, the talk about crash detection technology, or airbags. What we had when I was growing up was my mother's arm. You know, she'd come out and this thing would shoot out there and you were safe and secure behind her arm. And if you wanted to rent a movie on Christmas Day, you didn't stream it. You know, you didn't stream it. Where'd you go? You would go to where? You would go to Blockbuster. Remember this right here? Remember these things? For some of you, it's been a long time, all right? I had to find this thing in Bend, Oregon. That's where I found it. So all of a sudden, you would grab this, you would take it in the Blockbuster, and you would hope your movie was there. And if it was a weekend, good luck. Unlikely, right? So you end up leaving your third or fourth or fifth pick, and you go home over the weekend, and you would watch that movie on the VHS tape. You would put it in the VCR. But if you notice the VHS tape, it said a sticker on there, a little sticker that said, please be kind and what? Rewind, that's right. And you had to rewind that bad boy. It was a whole different era. I think about kids today. You know, our kids were little. We wouldn't let them hardly go down to the into the driveway to the mailbox without adult supervision. There's no free-range roaming. Kids today, you get your phones and parents are constantly tracking them. And, you know, I'm a believer that you shouldn't have a phone until age 30. That would be awesome, but but some people, like my kids too young to have a phone, so they give them AirTags. So I want to make sure I watch every single move of my child. And they're not drinking out of lawn hoses today. People are too concerned about chemicals in the water. You got to have the right pH balance. We got to have electric lights, you know, in the water bottles. And every child has their own water and their Yetis nowadays. And there's all this talk about crash detection technology and airbags and all these safety things. And you can download and watch pretty much any movie that's ever been produced over the last history and the last 100 years right there on your mobile device. And yet it still feels like there's nothing to watch, doesn't it? I'm so grateful for all the technology. I'm grateful for all the improvements, but yet there's a cost to these things. And we think about all the information that we're bombarded with, all the TikTok videos and all the news that's available immediately around the world at any given time, flooding our brains. I think there's a cost to our soul. Every single year, Oxford Dictionary puts out a word of the year. In 2024, the word of the year was brain rot. Brain rot. Brain rot is basically the mental decline that occurs when you're constantly exposing yourself to mindless content like TikTok videos and like Instagram reels. Yeah, it may break the boredom up for a second and may give you something to laugh at, but it's not always good for building relationships with people or with God. It's not always good for growing us spiritually. And I think sometimes in all the technology and all the advancements, we have a real threat right now of kind of losing our soul, losing our connection to God and who He says we truly are. It's one of the reasons why I love Christmas. I mean, right here in the middle of the day, you are all gathering. You're watching online right now. I mean, what other time of year does this happen where the community comes together to remember and worship the birth of Jesus and gives us a chance to pause and remember who we are and remember who God is and who He says that we are. Let me go back to the original Christmas in Scripture. It's found in Luke chapter 2. Mary and Joseph have just given, Mary gave birth to the baby in Bethlehem, and they're there, and the angel comes upon the shepherds and says to them, I bring you good news that will bring great, say it with me, great what? Joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And I want you to notice today that the very first Christmas was all about good news of bringing great joy that Jesus came to bring in the world. And if we're going to experience more of it in our lives this Christmas, there's two things I want you to take home with you so you can have a meaningful and powerful Christmas in 2025. Number one is this: you have to be willing to put down your distractions. Put down your distractions. See, our phones are sources of mass communication, but also mass destruction. I was working on my computer for this lesson a few weeks ago, and all of a sudden, I'm there, I'm focused, and my phone goes off, and I look over, and you know when that happens, you're toast, right? You look over, you check your message, and all of a sudden I saw an Instagram reel, and I just happened to click on it, right? And you happen to click on this Instagram reel. It was of this huge bear who was actually bear hugging this guy. And this guy's back was to the bear, and the bear's kind of over him with big old paws, and the man is kind of laughing and petting the bear and saying loving things to the bear. I'm like, what? You know, I'm just taken back. And then I do what any reasonable person does, and that is you Google, can I domesticate a bear? Like, I just want to know, like, is this possible? And I go down that rabbit hole for a while. Then I go back, like, who was that man? Find out he's in Russia. He trains these two bears, and they're in all kinds of movies. Anyway, by the time I sort of come out of the brain fog, all of a sudden, I realized 15 minutes of my life had just disappeared. Brain rot, right? Brain rot. And I think the reality is researchers say that adults spend about 5 to 6 hours a day on screen time. And teenagers and young people are actually worse than that. Researchers say our attention span right now is shortened to about 8 seconds. Listen, goldfish supposedly have attention span of 9 seconds. We are losing to goldfish. And if you think about it, if we're not careful, we miss out on opportunities in this season that what it's really supposed to be about. I mean, we can miss the moments with our families. We can miss the moments to be grounded in our faith. A lot of Christmas tables this year will look like this. Everyone finally gathers around the Christmas table, right? We're finally together. Our schedules finally match up. And then people are looking at their cell phones. If we're not careful, we'll miss what this season's all about. We got to be willing to put down the devices and reground ourselves. And remember, Luke chapter 2, beginning and starting in verse 12, the angel goes on and says, and you'll recognize him, Jesus, by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger. Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, glory to God in highest heaven, and what, church, and what? Peace. Peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. What kind of peace? Peace inside you, even when there's not peace on the outside. Peace in our lives when there's not peace in our world. This is the kind of peace that God comes to bring through Jesus' birth. And this child, Jesus, he's born. He grew up to be a man full of wisdom, a man who was fully dedicated to the will of God, who was baptized in the Jordan River. And God said over him, this is my son with whom I love. With him, I am well pleased. And for 3 years, he healed the sick and he fed the hungry and he helped the poor and he made the lame walk and the blind got to see finally. He gave hope and he gave love and he gave forgiveness for all who would listen and follow him. And at the end of his ministry, he was murdered. He was killed. The just one for the unjust like us. The perfect one for the imperfect, which is us. The sinless one for the sinful, which is us. He said on the cross when he died, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. His birth paved the way for us to experience a new birth and a right relationship with God. And his life and death and resurrection give us hope beyond the grave. And after his resurrection, Jesus said this, I am with you always to the very end of the age. Listen, he is with us. Emmanuel, God with us. And whatever you're going up against this Christmas, I want you to know something. God is with you. But here's the thing, for you to remember that and for you to experience that, you've got to stop for more than 8 seconds, right? You got to put down your distractions. Now, I know I'm going to make some enemies by saying this, but sometimes you got to take a break from your cell phone. Sometimes it actually has to be in another room. You're like, I got to have it. I'm like a cocaine addict. I got to have it. Like we're just so addicted to it. And that's why I hear people say all the time, I don't hear God. I don't feel God. And my response to you would be, well, because you're not listening. In all the speed of life, you got to stop and remember and listen because God is communicating. God is with you. So maybe this Christmas, when your family gathers around the Christmas table, what you ought to do is take your cell phones and all throw them in a box together. So that way you're just at the table together. The world won't end because your phone isn't with you all the time. I know it's a shocker, but maybe this holiday season, you think about removing what we call distraction apps just for a few days. Just go on a little spiritual experience with God. Maybe take some time and leave your phone and go for a walk with a loved one. I mean, I know this is crazy, but people don't always have to know where you are. You're very important. I get it. But you know, the world will keep going. Just put down the distractions and just hear again from God and his goodness in your life this Christmas. Here's another thought. If you want to have a great Christmas, number two, here it is. Lift up your thoughts. Lift up your thoughts. The Apostle Paul wrote some really good stuff when he said in Philippians chapter 4, he said these words, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about these things that are excellent and worthy of praise. We have a choice this Christmas. That is, fix your thoughts. Put intentionality in what you think about. Because we can all tune into the bad news, right? There's only a billion sources of bad news. You could tune into all the doomsayers that are all around us. You could be all tuned into the past and your hurts and all the ways people have done you wrong and all the things you've gone through and develop victim mentality this Christmas. You can get caught up in jealousy and envy and frustration and all the things going on wrong in the world or even in your own family. You can listen to all the serial killer podcasts all day long. You can be a celebrity news junkie, or you can lift up your thoughts. You want to lift up your life? You have to lift up your thoughts. You know, sometimes you got to stop and you have to pause. And I'm going to focus on what is true and what is right and what is honorable and what is good and what is pure. And I'm going to think about these things that are excellent and worthy of praise. You want to lift up your spirits? You have to lift up your thoughts. I think a good strategy is to try to turn every complaint into a statement of gratitude. I know this is way harder than it is to say it, but it works. Just take the complaint, turn it into a statement of gratitude. For example, you could complain about not having enough time off, or you could be grateful that you actually have a job. Am I in somebody's grill all of a sudden, right? I mean, you could complain because the kids are already driving you crazy this Christmas, this winter break. Or you could be grateful that they're within hugging distance, right? You could complain that you've got a bad knee or a bad foot or a bad shoulder. Or you could be grateful that you have one good knee and one good foot or one good shoulder, because those are going out eventually too. I just want to give you a heads up. You could complain about the crowds and the mess and the fuss and expense and how commercialized Christmas has all gotten. Listen, or you could be grateful that at least the whole world is still being impacted and affected by the birth, death, and life and resurrection of Jesus Christ 2,000 years after he was born in a manger. Amen? See, nobody complains their way to a better Christmas, right? Nobody complains their way to a better Christmas. I want you to say that to the person next to you. Go ahead right now and tell them, nobody complains their way to a better Christmas. Tell the person next to you. Some of you are hearing it from multiple people for a reason. I just want you to know that. You want to have a better Christmas? Be grateful. Be grateful. Because Jesus walked the earth, God will walk with you. If you'll trust him and you'll surrender to him, because Jesus shared the truth, you can know the way. Because Jesus was rejected, you and I are accepted. Because he was given the punishment that he did not deserve on the cross, we get a reward that we could never deserve. Because he was wounded, we are healed. Because he was abandoned, we never have to walk alone. Because he's our protector, no weapon formed against us will prosper. Because he's your savior, the doors of heaven are wide open to every single one of you. Because he's the light, you never have to walk in darkness. Because he's your shepherd, you'll always be protected. You never have to live in fear. The peace that Jesus offers you today. Listen, you can't get it on Netflix. You can't vote for it in the ballot box. You can't find it in a gym or a restaurant or on social media. I'm going to tell you right now, the peace that Jesus offers you right now, you can't get it and get it delivered by Amazon Prime. I promise you that. The Xbox and the PlayStation, they don't unlock it. And listen, your favorite sports team, even the Jaguars, can't win it. It's the peace that Jesus gives through faith. And it's available to every single one of us. Amen? Put down your distractions. Lift up your thoughts. Focus on what is good and what is noble and what is true and what is honorable. Ground yourself once again in God and what he says about you. And I believe for all of us, myself included, this could be a meaningful, spiritually powerful Christmas. Remember all Jesus has done for you. Listen, Jesus was born on that first Christmas so that you could be reborn this Christmas. And if you've never taken that step of faith and never put your trust in him, and never giving your life to him, I want to give you an opportunity to do that right here, right now, to reach out to God, to place your faith and to put your trust in Jesus Christ. The Bible says that once we take this simple act of faith, several things happen. We put our faith in Jesus, we become children of God, and then we receive forgiveness of all of our sins. God's Holy Spirit dwells inside of us. We become part of the spiritual family, the church family. And number five, we have a hope of eternity placed in our hearts forever and ever and ever. These are the real gifts from God this Christmas. And so you can receive them right now by faith. So I want to give you the opportunity to do that right now. So will you bow your head, close your eyes right now. Bow your head, close your eyes. And if you want to take this step of faith to become a follower of Jesus, have your sins all forgiven, to start this journey, just repeat this prayer after me, either out loud or in your heart or your mind. So if you want to take this step right now, today, just say, repeat after me, dear God, I thank you for loving me. Thank you for sending Jesus into the world. I believe he died on the cross for my sins. I believe he rose again. Forgive me of my sins. Give me the gift of eternal life. God, I surrendered my life to you right now through Jesus. And I confess that he is my Lord and he is my Savior. God, thank you for loving me. God, I want to thank you for each person who's reaching out to you today. I pray that you move powerfully in their hearts and in their lives. Fill them with your goodness and with your compassion and mercy and kindness. And God, we thank you for all that you've done for us and all that you will do as we follow you in faith. So we give you praise today, this Christmas, in the name of Jesus, the whole church said. Can we give God the praise for those who took a step to follow Jesus today? That's awesome.